Hi there. The word for you today is, you have the power, use it. In Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When Ray and Dorothy Bogger went to Burma in 1926, there were other missionaries there. Indeed, these missionaries had established their own banking system and afternoon tea routine, complete with trained butlers, none of which fit Bogger's concept of preaching the gospel. A former Olympian, accustomed to hardship, he wanted to go where others wouldn't, and that brought him north into China. When his wife suffered a nervous breakdown and help wasn't available, Bogger prayed, read to her, and nursed her back to health. During World War II, he fled for his life from the Japanese army. And when he died at 92, he had left a legacy of many souls won to Christ. So where did Bogger get his grit and tenacity from? Here's the answer. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to preach with great effect. You may remember during the early days of computers that when the power went out, if you hadn't saved your work, you lost it. Not anymore. Now we have an uninterruptible power supply, UPS, that stops that from happening. God never intended us to depend on or operate according to the world system. His Spirit gives us the following things. Here are five of them. 1, power to choose. By keeping us, 1 Corinthians 7:37, and I quote, established, strong in purpose, having control over our will and desire. How about that? 2, power to endure. Handling trials with grace proves, the words of 2 Corinthians 4:7, our power is from God, not ourselves. 3, power to overcome. 2 Corinthians 13:4, we are weak, but we live by the power of God. 4, power to minister. 3:7, according to the working of his power. And 5, power to witness. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. Now that's a lot of scriptures, but here's the bottom line. Today you have the power. Use it.